I remember, and I was thinking on, Lord, how do we take authority in this pandemic time and in this time and people are dying and all of this? And he said, go back to Genesis. He said, I give you authority. He said, are people taking the authority, or are they taking the news? I don't belittle what's going on. I don't take it lightly. People are losing their loved ones, and that's a painful thing. But are we taking authority? The sicknesses that are in our bodies, are we taking authority? We got to start telling them, hey, sickness, hey, pain. I told my foot there. I said, hey, this is an A and B conversation. God and me, you see yourself out of my foot pain. Hallelujah. I hate you. I hate you. Pain. How often have we petted our sickness and wanted some attention and I just didn't know what to do? I have been sick and I didn't even have the energy to pray. That's why you got to be prayed up. Huh? You just said, Lord, those prayers that are up there, take one of them and help me. Glory to God. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. So from now on, you're going to enter this sanctuary. With what? Thanksgiving. You're going to enter with what? Thanksgiving. That doesn't mean you may be loud and you might not. But you are coming in with a thankful heart. You have a grateful heart. Oh, right now there are people having their legs cut off and their toes cut off and put in prison simply because they call on the name of Jesus. And they want to get it this way in our country. We praise God and we hold fast to the confession of our faith. We enter his courts with praise. We are always thankful to him. Last week, and I kind of watched calling people's names. I'm sure I don't believe she'd mind, but I just said the lady that taught healing class, she made a statement that just resonated with me. And she was talking about praise. And she said, she said, it's just as easy to praise as it is to grunt. You can say, praise God, praise God. So let's choose the praise, amen? Amen. Why? Verse 5. For the Lord, come on, repeat after me. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. So that's to me. I said, that's to me. Woo, shout hallelujah, that's to me. Hallelujah. You don't have to try to follow me with the scriptures, baby, because I don't know exactly where I'm going. Psalm 101, verse 1, I was seeing of the mercy. It just said for his mercy. That's his loving kindness. His forgiveness when we don't deserve it. Endures forever. Endures forever. Endures forever. Endures forever. And you know the Lord is being Israel. They would go so long and he just has to take back his hand and let happen what was going to happen or do these kind of things. And he's been so merciful to us individually and to us, the body of Christ, and to these United States of America and to other countries. His mercy endures forever. And we have to look at what happened to Sodom and Gomorrah, and then we need to go back and pick up the book, read our Bible, and see what happened. Even though we are under a new covenant, we are, thank God we are. But we don't want to repeat the sins of the past. Shout hallelujah. He says, I will, and judgment unto thee, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. Oh, when wilt thou come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them that turn aside. It shall not cleave to me. 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 What's going to cleave to me? The word of God. righteousness, truth, holiness, praise. That's what shall cleave to me. You've got to make a decision. He said in Deuteronomy chapter 30, I set before you life and death. Now choose life. Say that now. So, Lord, I choose life. So, Lord, I choose life. Say it in face of the devil. Say, devil, I choose life. Hallelujah. On top of that, while I'm living, I choose healing. I choose prosperity. I choose peace. I choose everything that Jesus paid for me. Shout hallelujah. Psalm 102. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Hide not thy face from me in the day when I'm in trouble. Incline thy ear unto me in the day when I call thee. Answer me speedily. And the devil will come and say, oh, it's not going to get any better. Oh, these are terrible times. You know, the numbers are going up. That's not the only sickness there is, you know. That's not the only sickness people are dying from, you know. But God is still God. God said, thou shalt have no other God before me. Anything else is not God. Keep saying and keep believing. Get it in your heart. His glory shall fill this earth. His glory shall fill this temple. I'm covered with the blood. I have the word. I have the love of God. I have the joy of God. I have the peace of God. Devil, you've reigned long enough. You can't live in my house. You've got to go. And you start talking to body parts. If the dead bones could rise up and live, hallelujah, the bones could live. The same spirit that caused those bones to live is in me, in you. Hallelujah. Devil has had his heyday in your life. Devil has had his heyday in my life. Because it's gone. It's over. It's over. It's over. Psalm 103. Woo, I like the way the Message Bible says this. Let me get it right quick. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Message Bible says, oh, my soul, bless God. You know, your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. Say that. Say, soul, bless God. Now go ahead and do it. Woo, hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. Listen to what it says. From head to toe, I bless his holy name. Oh, my soul, bless God. And don't forget a single blessing. What did he say? From my head to my toe. Come on. You need to get out of that seat. Hallelujah. I bless your name, Lord. Oh, glory, 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 glory. From my head to my toe, I bless you. I bless you.